Bikurim Paragalaf Mishnah Hey Rabbi Liyad Binyako Goyma. Isha Bat Gerim Lokinasi Lakuna. Akshate Ima Meis Ra. Rabbi Liyad Binyako says, a woman who is the daughter of Gerim, her parents are Gerim, she is not permitted to marry a Kohen unless at least her mother is from Yisrael. That her mother is not a Gioris. In such a case, she would be allowed to marry a Kohen. And the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying, not only is he not allowed to marry a Gioris, but he can't marry the daughter of Gerim either. Echad Gerim, the Echad Avada Mishuchrar. Whether she's the daughter of a Gerim, or the daughter of an Eved Mishuchrar, an Eved Kohen that had been freed and had the din of a Gerim, his daughter also cannot marry a Kohen. Even if it's been 10 generations since her ancestor had become Gerim, she would be offered to marry a Kohen unless at least her mother was from Yisrael. Certainly if her father was from Yisrael, she'd be mutter to marry a Kohen, but otherwise she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. Petrupis v'ashliyah v'eved v'aisha v'tuntun v'adreken v'vim v'loikur. All these people would bring Bikurim from the first fruit of their land, but they cannot read the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid. She'ene yecholon loyma, asher nesata li Hashem. They cannot read the following words in the parsha, asher nesata li Hashem. That Hashem has given me the land, as they don't own the land, and therefore they cannot read those words, so they did not read the parsha at all. They just bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash without reading the parsha. And Apotropos is a caretaker of the property of Yisoyimim, of orphans. And since he doesn't own the property, he's only a caretaker, although he would bring the Bikurim from the property, he cannot read the parsha. And so to a shliach, an agent, that brings the Bikurim from somebody else, he also does not own the property, and therefore cannot read the parsha. Now the Mefarshim point out that that which a shliach to bring Bikurim, that's only if the owner of the property picked the Bikurim with in mind to send it with a shliach. In such a case, the shliach could bring the Bikurim, although he cannot read the parsha. But if the owner of the property picked the Bikurim with in mind to bring it himself, and later on he found out he cannot bring it himself, he also cannot send it with the shliach, since he did not have that in mind when he picked the Bikurim. And Eved who is bringing Bikurim for his master also cannot read the parsha, since he cannot fashion a Sata Li Hashem. And an Isha also, who brings Bikurim from her property, cannot read the parsha. She also cannot fashion a Sata Li Hashem, since whatever she owns actually belongs to her husband. But if her husband wants to bring the Bikurim, he could bring it and also read the parsha, because that went out from the pasuk that a person could bring the Bikurim of his wife and also read the parsha. And a tuntuman and a drunkenness as well cannot read the parsha, since they are suffix isha, they aren't down whether they are a man or a woman, so therefore they bring the Bikurim without reading the parsha. Sechas Bikurim Paragalaf Mishnah Bava Kainu Shnei Ilanus Betosha Chaveru Mezi Veinakar, somebody who acquires 2 trees that are within his friend's property, he would bring Bikurim from the first fruits of those trees, but he would not read the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid when he brings the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. And the Tanakhama holds that a person who acquires 2 trees and doesn't specify that he's buying also the land underneath and immediately around the tree, there is a suffix whether or not he automatically acquires some of the land underneath and immediately around the trees. Now, if he owned only the trees without the land, he would not bring Bikurim at all from the first fruit, because only somebody who owns the land would bring Bikurim. But since it's a suffix, then maybe he does acquire some of the land directly underneath and around the trees. So may suffix he would bring the Bikurim, but would not read the parsha. As Rabbanan acquired him to bring Bikurim, may suffix, but may suffix he cannot read the parsha of Arami Oividov. But somebody who acquires 3 trees in his friend's property, even if he doesn't specify that he is buying the land underneath and immediately around the trees, he would automatically acquire the land that is underneath and around the trees, and therefore he would bring Bikurim from the first fruits. But in this case, where he bought only 2 trees, the Tanakhama has a suffix whether or not he automatically acquires some of the land immediately underneath and around the trees, so therefore he would bring Bikurim a suffix, but may suffix he would not read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi when he brings the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir, Aymer, may be the curse. Rabbi Meir said, somebody who acquired 2 trees in his friend's property would bring Bikurim and would also read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi when he brings the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. As according to Rabbi Meir, there is no suffix at all. Somebody who acquired 2 trees in his friend's property, even though he did not specify that he is also acquiring the land underneath and immediately around the tree, would automatically acquire some of the land that is underneath and around the tree. And therefore, since he owns some of the land, he could bring Bikurim and also read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Yabesh HaMa'ayah, Nixar Tehillah. maybe the ain't occurring. If the spring that was watering the tree got dried out, or if the tree itself got cut down, you would bring the corn from the first fruits of the tree, but you would not read the parts of Arami Oved of it. And since the spring that was watering the tree has been dried out and is no longer watering the tree, and the tree will eventually dry out, or since the tree got cut down and will not bear any more fruit, although you would bring the corn from the first fruits of the tree, but you would not read the parts of Arami Oved of it. Now the Mephoshim speak out, that which you would bring Bikurim at all from a tree that got cut down, or a tree that is no longer being watered from the spring, that's if at the time you picked the Bikurim from the tree, it had already been cut down, or the spring had already dried out. So at the time you picked the Bikurim, you picked it with the mind that you would bring the Bikurim without reading the Parsha. But if at the time you picked the Bikurim from the tree, it had not yet been cut down, or the spring had not yet been dried out, so at the time you picked the Bikurim, you had in mind that you would bring the Bikurim and also read the Parsha. Once the tree gets cut down or the spring gets dried out before you had a chance to bring the Bikurim, you would not bring the Bikurim at all. Since at the time you picked it, you had in mind to read the Parsha, and now that the tree got cut down, you no longer can read the Parsha, so the Bikurim is not brought at all from the first fruits of those trees in that case. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer may be the Kari. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though the tree got cut down, or the spring that was watering the tree got dried out, you can still bring Bikurim and also read the Parsha. And the land still exists. So even though the tree got cut down, or the tree is no longer being watered, since the land still exists, you can bring Bikurim and read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'aseres Barachag, maybe the Kari, somebody who brings Bikurim in between Shavuot and Sukkot, he would bring the Bikurim and also read the Parsha when he brings the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. Menachag va'ad Chanukah, maybe vein akorin. But somebody who brings Bikurim after Sukkot, between Sukkot and Chanukah, he would bring the Bikurim, but he would not read the parts of Arami Oved Avi when he brings the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. The Mephoshim explained, because in the parsha of Bikurim in the Torah it says that Samachta b'cho hatov, you should be happy with all the good. And we learn from there that the reading of the parts of Arami Oved Avi is only at a time of Simcha. Now, when is the time of Simcha? Between Shavuot and Sukkot. That's the time of Simcha, because that's the time when a person is gathering the grain and the peros into the house, which is very happy. After Sukkot, though, even though there are some fruits that are brought into the house after Sukkot, but the Simcha is already gone by then, so since there is very little Simcha after Sukkot, you would not read the parts of Arami Oved Avi, although you would bring the Bikurim. But after Hanukkah, you wouldn't bring Bikurim at all. Because the pasuk says, "Asher tavi me'artzucha," and Chazal learned out from there, the only time you bring Bikurim is when the pears are still in the land, when you can still see some pears out in the field. But after Hanukkah, there are no pears out in the field anymore. All the pears have been brought into the house already, so therefore, you would not bring Bikurim at all after Hanukkah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Aimer, maybe because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, even between Sukkot and Hanukkah, you can bring the Bikurim and also read the parsha of Arami Oved Avi. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira does not learn the drasha of a Samachta b'cho hatov, according to him, there is no such drasha. So therefore, even though between Sukkot and Hanukkah is not a time of Simcha, even so, you can read the parsha of Arami Oved Avi.